It's the morning show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson in for Kate Archer-Kent. The Wisconsin State Assembly passed a bill this week that would regulate the implementation of 5G wireless networks in Wisconsin. The bill was passed by the Senate and now heads to the governor's desk. We explain 5G and consider how it could impact broadband access in Wisconsin, particularly rural Wisconsin. Do you have problems with the internet in your part of the state? How has that affected your life? How could better internet access change your life? Have you used a 5G network before? What was that like? Do you think having access to 5G across Wisconsin would be beneficial? Or do you think it's not worth the time and money to implement it across the state? 800-642-1234. 800-642-1234. You can email ideas@wpr.org. I have to say that I was in the Twin Cities this past weekend where there is 5G, and I just thought it was totally amazing. Tom Still is president of the Wisconsin Technology Council. Tom, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Oh, thank you, John. Glad to be here.
First of all, let's explain, what is 5G and how is it different from what we have now?
Sure. Well, 5G is essentially a technology, a wireless communications technology platform. And as you might imagine, the G stands for generation, meaning this is sort of the fifth generation. It began with 1G, which was analog back in the 80s. Nobody uses that anymore. Then 2G, 3G, 4G, and now LTE is one of the latest systems. And those were really good steps. I mean, amazing things happened over the last 30 years or so. But this 5G is really going to geometrically increase how we use wireless, both in speeds, data, the penetration, the amount of distance it can carry if you have the right network. So really revolutionary.
Now, what would it take to implement 5G in Wisconsin? What kind of infrastructure do we need to build?
It's going to start, I think, with largely what's called small cell technologies, meaning not the big, at least at first, not the big towers that many people have grown accustomed to seeing, although those can be adapted in time. But I think it's going to start largely in cities where there's enough density. And these small cell technologies will look like, small kind of packages or platforms on utility poles that will be around. And they can be mounted on a variety of existing things as well. So that's part of the infrastructure, is to have those transmission sort of stations spaced out at the right intervals, which really dramatically increases how much it can be used.
The bill that is headed to Governor Evers' desk would limit regulation of 5G technology, including preventing local governments from charging fees on 5G infrastructure. Do you think that kind of limited regulation is a positive thing, or should localities have more say?
Well, I think it is a positive thing. Let's just look at cable and the cable industry over time. Municipalities and villages were able to charge fees, and guess what? How much innovation have we seen in cable over time? It's really time to make sure that a system is truly going to be statewide and put in place in a way that has limited roadblocks. I think there's still a lot in there that municipalities can choose to do in terms of how they regulate. But at the end of the day, this is what's happened in other states. You mentioned at the outset being in the Twin Cities. Minnesota is a state that has made sure that the barriers to entry are low enough that you can justify the investment in this. And it's the same with every state around us. We're almost the hole in the donut right now, until hopefully the governor signs this bill.
Tom Still is president of the Wisconsin Technology Council. Tom, do you think, is 5G the answer for lack of broadband access in rural Wisconsin?
I'd have to say not immediately, because of how it will be rolled out and the investment that will be required over time. I think it will help, and especially as it's adapted for use with existing towers. But at first, I think because of the investment costs, the density, it's probably going to start first in more urbanized areas and then move out. I think there are other great things happening around broadband in rural Wisconsin, which is good. And there are existing systems such as 4G and LTE, which are still, being implemented in those areas, all an improvement. But over time, I think this will help rural Wisconsin get better connected in everything from e-commerce to healthcare to municipalities themselves.
Supporters of the bill that we referenced earlier are calling for 5G implementation before the Democratic National Convention in Milwaukee next year. Is that feasible?
I think that's a natural starting place for downtown Milwaukee and of course, the density that you find around the Fiserv Forum and all the other sites that will be part of DNC, which, of course, is going to kind of be dominating the cityscape there for a while. I think that the technology is ready. I think some of the carriers are ready to get it going, and so it is feasible. I do not have access or know the exact schedule and how much they want to, how quickly they feel they can roll it out, but from a technical standpoint, it's feasible.
What have we seen in the places that have already begun to implement 5G?
5G is really going to change a lot of different sectors of our economy and our lives. It's going to do things like really power the Internet of Things, which means, the interconnected nature of what's going on in industry and logistics and everything else. You'll see it. I think healthcare is going to be a major beneficiary of this because providers will be able to get real-time information about patients, especially in rural settings, and be able to move more quickly on either diagnosis and or treat. You're going to see it touch energy grids, I think, smart cities, things like traffic signals, emergency services. You'll see it touch cybersecurity. I think it's going to be pretty ubiquitous in terms of how it affects the economy overall. Because, again, this is a geometric progression. This is not sort of incremental as such as some of the past wireless communication systems have been.
Matt from Wisconsin shared over email that he thinks this problem should have been solved sooner. What's been stopping the state from adopting 5G earlier?
Well, I think perhaps the time wasn't right for how it was playing out in the eyes of municipalities and others who worried that they might forfeit too much control. And so I think that was probably at the heart of it. I don't think that it was about technology whatsoever because other states have moved ahead. You can draw a ring around the upper Midwest and we were that hole in the middle. So I think that it's ready and perhaps we'll have, as a result of that debate, a stronger infrastructure and stronger public acceptance.
All right. Tom, thank you so much for joining us on the Ideas Network again. Always appreciate hearing from you.
Oh, thank you, John. Pleasure to be on air.
Tom Steele is the president of the Wisconsin Technology Council. Just ahead, we're going to have a conversation with the new leader of the Wisconsin Democratic Party about the organization's priorities, including the state budget and the upcoming presidential election, and we'll find out why some television stations have returned to playing the national anthem once a day. That's all just ahead on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson in for Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.